If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Today's five-star review, titled Mind Shifter, by J.S. Afrat. Shalene and Team Johnson helped me realize that working is not the only goal in life. Working smarter and not harder with the use of the Push Journal and the podcast have doubled my income while working less hours. Not only me, but my family. Thank you so much.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
Guys, it might seem incredibly unfair, and it might seem like something that happens to other people, but it's not. It happens to people with small accounts, big accounts, people who are doing shady things, like using third-party software and paying people to do stuff on their Instagram that is, you know, not above board. And it happens to people who are doing everything by the books. It happens. And there's nothing you can do about it when it does, because you don't own it. You don't own those followers. You don't own that account. Frankly, you've agreed to use Instagram and Facebook. You don't technically even own the content that you're putting up on those accounts. It's crazy the things that we've agreed to simply by using these platforms. So if nothing else, I hope and I pray that you are taking this very seriously and remembering how important it is for you to build your email list. You need to build your email list. Who cares how many new followers you've added this month? How many new email subscribers have you earned? That's something you earn. You earn the trust of people. People are like, I really appreciate you and I trust you. And so here's my email address. And then you give them something of value, whether that's a webinar or an audio, a guide, an ebook, a lesson, free software, a discount, whatever it is. Think right now, in this moment, what more should you be doing? What more could you be doing to grow your email list? It has been very clear over the last 3 years that freemiums receive this free thing in exchange for your email, that has provided diminishing returns, not necessarily just in the building of the email, but in the building of customer relationships. And here's why. You're going to know why. It's almost so obvious, it's silly to even point it out, but I will. Most of us have more than one email address. One that's, quote, our good email, the one that we don't use for shopping. It's the email that we give to our friends and family and business associates. And then we probably have one or two or maybe even more other emails that we use for shopping, for freemiums, for newsletters, for things that we don't want to crowd our actual inbox. I know I have one. I don't use my good email address unless it's something that I really want to follow up on. I want to make sure I don't forget about it. So for me personally, and I'm sure this is true for you too, if it's something I've purchased, I use a very specific email address. I have got two that I use. I have one that I use just in general for shopping. And then there's my good email address that I try to have as few people have it as possible. And sometimes I will actually use, let's call that my premium email. Sometimes I'll use my premium email, even when I'm purchasing something, if I know like, okay, I want to make sure I see this or that I know how I can return it or I can refund or stop the monthly payments or whatever. If it's something I want to make sure I see again, I use my premium email. So how is it, whatever you want to call that email, your premium email, your best email, the one you're actually using, the one you're actually looking at, how do we get people to give us that email address? Because you and I both know If they're giving us their spam email address, the one that they don't care about, the one that they don't check, the one that they use just to get the free report, the likelihood that they're actually going to go back in there and read your follow-up email sequence is almost zero. So think about yourself. Think about the last time you entered an email address to receive a free report. Maybe you went back in and confirmed your email address because there was a double opt-in. Maybe you looked at the first email that delivered to you the piece of content that you were waiting for, but they gave you something for free. So the likelihood that you're now going to see their follow-up emails is incredibly low because you don't check that inbox. That's your spam inbox. You're not looking to build a relationship with this person online, unless, of course, you were blown away by their freemium, but that's probably a pretty low likelihood. And as a matter of fact, the likelihood that this person is ever even going to open your freemium is pretty low because you and I both know they entered their email address and then in the matter of moments, they probably got a text message or some kind of an Instagram notification or something that took them away from that free thing. And because it was free, they don't really care about like, oh no, I spent that money. I better go see if I got that free report. It was free. But what if that report, which is, by the way, so good, right? This thing that you've provided for people for free, it's so good. You know it's so good and they want it. They need it. What if you just charged a very small nominal fee for that? Let's say $7 or $10. You're not likely going to build a multi-million dollar business with one $7 offer. But don't rule it out. It could happen. But that's not the goal. The goal is how do we get people whose attention we've garnered? How do we get those people to actually be customers? How do we do this when the freemium route, the here's my free whatever for your email address, when it's just not working as well anymore, when people aren't actually giving us their best email address? How do we get this person to become one of our customers and to trust us and to be part of our tribe when it's so hard to get people's attention, when it's just so crowded and noisy out there and all of us are so easily distracted from communication because there's so much coming at us? The way we do that is by asking people to trust us with their credit card. Answer, reducing the risk. By offering something of value for a very low cost, what this does is it reduces the risk. And it increases the chances, the likelihood that now this person is very, 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 very likely to give you their best email address, to check their inbox, and to use what it is they've paid for. Come up with some kind of a 7-day challenge where you can serve your audience. Pick a variety of topics so that you can reach out to fellow Instagrammers who have an account of about the same size or maybe even bigger than what you have. You'll have to create the opt-in page, the landing page, which will collect people's email addresses. You'll also be responsible for following up with email instructions to those people who opt in, telling them, okay, here are the accounts you can follow. Here's how you're going to do this. Here are the handles for each of those accounts. And here's the type of content that you can expect. Now, if you do a 7 or a 14-day challenge, you really could email those people every day or even every other day because they're going to be expecting it based on your first opt-in email. That confirmation email shouldn't just include instructions. It should also say, and by the way, be sure to accept us as a contact because in order to keep you accountable, you can look for an email from us every day or every other day or whatever amount of mailing seems appropriate for you. Okay, so let me help you come up with some ideas. Let's say you're a health coach. Ultimately, you post all types of content on your Instagram feed. But really what you're trying to do is inspire people to realize not only can they improve their own health and fitness, but they can do so and also create a business in the process. So maybe you're a part of a network marketing organization. You might do a 7-day challenge focused on helping people believe that they too can be a leader. So it'd be like a 7-day I am a leader challenge, let's say. And one of the best ways to figure out what type of 7-day challenge or 14-day challenge you should do is to think about what is the greatest obstacle or one of the common obstacles that is holding people back from taking the kind of action you need them to take. Instagram could go away. Facebook could go away. Facebook is shrinking like crazy for so many entrepreneurs. And I've heard from many the same thing is now happening on Instagram. So what you gonna do? What you gonna do when every social media platform now wants you to pay to play? Well, hopefully, instead of using social media to sell, you're using social media to serve, but you're not relying on social media. You're using social media to serve and to build your email list, and you're selling from your email list. The first step is figuring out what email list provider you should use. And by email list provider, I mean sometimes people call it a CRM or an email list manager. I'm talking about programs like MailChimp or AWeber, Constant Contact, Klaviyo, Kajabi, Infusionsoft, or big daddies like Salesforce. Selecting and setting up your email management program is so much easier than you think it is. Okay, so I want you to just sit up straight, pull your shoulders back, and know that you're going to be able to do this. It's not that big of a deal. I've helped 76-year-olds do this. I've helped 15-year-olds do this. You can freaking do this, okay? You know why? Because entrepreneurs who make it, the ones who make it, are the ones who do the things they know they need to do, the things that other people put off and don't feel like doing. Ain't nobody waking up today saying, you know what I feel like doing? I feel like setting up a new email provider program. That's what I feel like doing. No, nobody feels like doing that. And that's what is the differentiator between people who are successful, people who call themselves entrepreneurs, but they just never make it. You're going to make it because this is not that big of a deal. This is an area that people, they turn it into too big of a deal in their head. They freak out. It becomes overwhelming and they overcomplicate the process. I want you to know it's much easier than you could possibly assume. Just pick a company. Make sure that the one that you select gives you the ability to export that list if later you realize or determine that this is the wrong software program for you, then at least you have the ability to export all of the emails you've since collected and import them into a new program. That's the number one thing you need to determine. Other than that, just pick one. You want to be certain that you're using a program that allows for segmenting. What is that? Segmenting means I know when we are sorting through our emails, I can tell, or we have the ability to segment that huge inventory of emails. I'm not sure if inventory is the right word, but you know what I'm saying. Like we can take all of our emails and we can say, okay, this segment should be sent the email about my new book because these are people who they came in and joined our email list from a health-related freemium. And this group are people who came in to our email list based on something related to entrepreneurship, building a business, making extra money. And so we can see these different segments. Now, some segments might cross over, but it's really important that you have segmentation, those abilities, because of, number one, there's some new laws that you need to be aware of as an entrepreneur. Whichever company you go with, I promise they will take care of you there. But more importantly, segmenting is what allows you to send the right email to the right customer at the right time. Segmenting is what's going to allow that crazy varied experience you have. Okay, so you know how like you went to college for one thing and maybe you worked like 5 years in a particular industry and then you left that industry and you started working in another industry and then you left that industry and you got really intrigued and passionate and obsessed over this new thing that you're doing, which is now the basis or the foundation of your passion for your business. And there's like four different things that you know really, really well. Okay, well, all four of those things, you can use your expertise and your knowledge in those areas to create freemiums or opt-ins or, you know, ways to serve your audience. And they're all very varied and different. Each one of those ultimately could become a stream of income. But you want to make sure that you're building a list that's segmented so that you're not sending the person who came in on your email list who's interested in health and fitness, you're not sending them information about building a business because they haven't said they're interested in that. It's just a fantastic way to really take care of the people who are on your list so that it becomes a relationship as opposed to spam. Another important factor to consider is, does the program that you're looking at give you analytics? So for example, I want to know what percentage of my customers opened this email. Better yet is I want to know if they're opening it, how many of them are clicking through and actually reading all the way to the bottom or clicking on the links that we've placed in the email. I want to know what percentage of the emails that I'm sending are ending up in their spam folder and how I can avoid that. You definitely need to look at your analytics. If you're not looking at your analytics, oh gosh, I don't even know what to tell you. I guess what's the point of crafting emails if you don't know how well they're performing, right? Like sometimes just adding an emoji to your subject line or changing the length of your email can have a tremendous impact. And you've got to test that stuff and you've got to look at your analytics so that you're measuring what works and what doesn't work. Your next step is to revisit your freemiums. What is it you're using to attract customers, to attract lifers? What are you giving them? I mean, we don't want to give out our email address anymore, do we? I mean, we're so careful about it. And what do we have to do as business owners to create the type of content or gift or service for our lifers such that they give us their primary email address? I mean, if it's good, if it's really good, you're going to get that primary email address. Because let's face it, if someone gives you their junk email address, it's junk. They're never going to see your email marketing. So our next step is to create freemiums, opt-ins, lead magnets that really are desirable, that truly serve people, and to create the type of email follow-up sequences that people are excited to get. They're looking for that next email. They're calling your office and saying, I expected to get an email on Tuesday and I didn't get it. Where is it? Like that happens when we send emails, especially during our Marketing Impact Academy launch process. Like that content is so valuable that if people don't get the email that they were expecting, they'll literally call our office and complain. What is it you're using to attract the right kind of lifers? To create a segmented list that allows you to develop the type of passive income, the type of earnings that make being an entrepreneur so freaking rewarding. All right, it's my objective to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're done.
Hi, this is Brooke Powers, Vice President at Smart Life, and I wanted to tell you about one of my favorite products that we have. It's our Push Journal. And we created the Push Journal because we know that you want to be making progress towards your goals. And in order to do that, you need a better system to hold yourself accountable. The problem is you've tried countless planners and journals and nothing seems to stick, let alone be effective, which I'm sure can make you feel defeated. We believe it shouldn't be a burden to keep track of your productivity and hit your goals. We understand that motivation, organization, and sticking to a routine can be a struggle. We've motivated and helped thousands of people to identify and set goals and stay focused on daily tasks that increase productivity, that actually help you hit your goals. Does this sound like you? This is all you need to do. Go to pushjournal.com and order your Push Journal set. While you're waiting for your journals, download the instruction booklet at pushjournal.com to get an early start on setting your push goal and to get a little taste of how the system works. Stop wasting money on goal-setting journals or programs that don't stick long-term. Instead, find confidence in using a Push Journal for life. Trust me, you'll be addicted just like me.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.